With blacks that I know are not particularly educated, I would use a less precise pronunciation, and I think I would probably use pretty much the same grammar, except that I might be more inclined to say things like "it's me" to blacks, because I'm conscious of people thinking that that is bookish and over-cultivated. Generally, I would not change much. I might change my vocabulary some, in that I wouldn't use a lot of big words.
What if you're talking to people not your age, much older than them?
Much older, I wouldn't use quite as much slang, and I would be more careful about things that might offend older people. Words that don't seem bad or obscene to me, I would not say to my grandmother. My grandmother would be horrified if I said somebody screwed up. But to me, that's a neutral term, and it doesn't have obscene connotations anymore. So to my contemporaries, that would be fine. To much younger people, I don't think I change much. Oh, not so much. You've covered a lot of it. There are a few things that didn't come in, like more terms on a Western basis, more ranch terms, more things like Western foods and Mexican foods that wouldn't come up in the South. And I guess those are the main things that I rather thought would be covered to get the differences, like lariat and corrals and things like that that you don't have in the Eastern South much or don't talk about. A lariat is a rope that you throw with a loop on the end of it to catch a cow. A lasso. It's the same thing. Things like the Mexican foods that we eat, the tamales and the tortillas and the tacos, and because a lot of those Mexican Indian foods have come into the Texas culture and are no longer very Mexican seeming. I certainly cook a lot of things like that. I cook chalupas and I cook nachos, and they're some of our favorite foods. They don't seem Mexican, although they're low-class Mexican foods. When they're cooked with good ingredients, they taste fine. And chili, of course, is a Mexican originated dish. I think those... No, another thing I kind of thought you might ask more about is kinship terms. Well, let's see, things like names for in-laws and for more distant relatives, and whether people distinguish how close their relatives are and how much of a kin network they keep. Because there's some places where kin folks are very important, and there are others where the kin network doesn't seem to have much relevance to the way they live. My family is pretty strongly family-oriented and kin-oriented, particularly the older generations. Now, my generation is not so much because the cousins are not very close to us, either in age or physically. They're in distant states, and only two of them are here, and they live out of town, not right in Houston. So we don't see much of our cousins or uncles and aunts. But certainly my mother's generation, and particularly my grandmother's generation, had very, very, very strong kin networks, recognized cousins two or three times removed, and knew all of the family ties from these 10 and 11 children families and all of their descendants.